Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ. Of course, everything doesn't work.
Well, you know.
Once again, it's the end.
It's entropy, it's just physics, you know.
Yes, you know, it's the end. Survival of the dead, we're struggling to survive.
We are,
that's right. It's just on 12 o'clock. You're listening to the Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And it is Radiothon, Survival of the Zed.
Survival is, of course, a topic that is very topical across the whole spectrum of society, survival.
And neither microphone is working for...
Oh, am I on air now?
Try again.
I'm still here. Am I here?
No, we're just... See, it's just all falling apart.
Try the other one.
And try that one.
How's that?
Yes.
Are we on air? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so Survival of the Zed, yes, the Radiothon, of course, it's a good thing to put your money into, like, you know, it's not just crass consumerism, of course, it's, you know, part of the community, the whole structure that is worth supporting.
That's right, and it's a tough world out there, we have to stick together. And money only has value because we all agree it does, and...
That's right, social construct, yes.
With the international money is debt... basically, and with the international financial system in the state that it's in, and...
I'm feeling dizzy, Linda. It's just too much. Yes.
The point is that it's all just a ride, and that's what we're about to play from Bill Hicks. That's what I was trying to play. We're having all sorts of technical problems, but I'm going to play that now. It's just a ride, and it goes out to Hillary, but also to everyone out there, because it's a tough world. Sometimes you got to remember it's just a ride. You're on 4ZZZ, 102.1 FM.
You never see positive drug stories on the news, do you? Isn't that weird, since most of the experiences I've had on drugs were real fucking positive? Who are these morons they're finding? That's what I want to know. I used to want to call the news. Come over to our house. Watch Tommy. He's a pig. Film him. He's been doing that for hours. He's killing us. You getting all that? You know what I mean? Always that same LSD story. You've all seen it.
Young man on acid thought he could fly, jumped out of a building. What a tragedy.
What a dick. Fuck him. He's an idiot. If he thought he could fly, why didn't he take off on the ground first? Check it out. You don't see ducks lined up to catch elevators to fly south. They fly from the ground, you moron. Quit ruining for everybody. He's a moron. He's dead. Good. We lost a moron. Fucking celebrate. Wow, I just felt the world get lighter. We lost a moron. Put on the Hammer album. I'm ready to dance. We lost a moron. I don't mean to sound cold or cruel or vicious, but I am, so that's the way it comes out. Professional help is being sought. How about a positive LSD story? Wouldn't that be newsworthy just once, to base your decision on information rather than scare tactics and superstitions and lies? Just once. I think it would be newsworthy. Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There is no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with the weather. You've been fantastic, and I hope you enjoyed it. There is a point. Is there a point to all this? Let's find a point. Is there a point to my act? I would say there is. I have to. The world is like a ride at an amusement park. And when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud. And it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people. Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoy it. London, you're fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Bill Hicks, a lot of other people seem to say too, that he is the Messiah. And Bill Hicks seems to be quite a, spiritual spokesperson, kind of like, yeah. It's really quite amazing. We're going to play a Kink song now. Which one are we... 17, Lola. That's right. And so this is going out to my friend Lucia and Jandy, who are two transgender women. And we're going to talk about G for gender today because of Chelsea Manning's announcement that she would like to be referred to by the pronoun, the feminine pronouns, now after the court case, which saw her get sentenced to 35 years jail for releasing those documents. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Coming up, we've got an episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, which we've been playing for about 6 years now. So we've been waiting for the end of the world. We've been expecting it for quite some time. So that's coming up. And also the very latest rap news, which is hot off the presses. You're listening to 4ZZZ and 102.1 FM.
Drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A-L-O-L-A, la 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 la.
And you just heard from the Kinks and Lola. It is Radiothon time, and we're going to be talking a little bit now, I guess, about why you should subscribe to Triple Z, which we've done already. If you subscribe to 4ZZZ, and if you nominate the Anarchy Show or Autonomous Action Radio as your favourite show, you could score a $30 voucher for dinner at Mackinac Restaurant in West End. It's on Hargrave Road. It's lovely, friendly people there, and also on the weekends, on Friday and Saturday night, if you go along, you can listen to Mono the Musician. They're playing on his keyboards, singing all the fantastic songs. It's something fun to go along there and have dinner and then have Mono playing music as well. So if you ring up and subscribe to the Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM, you could go into the draw to win that $30 pass. Plus, we've got some CDs. I've got a Dubmarine, their new album CD. And also, I'm trying to get a hold. Last year, I sent out a bunch of stickers to people who subscribed to the Anarchy Show. And my friend Jordan from Melbourne is sending me a bunch of stickers from thoughtmaybe.com, and also I've got some submedia stickers left as well, and I might even have some rap news stickers around too. We're going to listen to the latest episode of the Rap News now. It's called Australian Election, A Game of Polls. This is the brand new rap news from the Juice Media.
News, our 20th edition, and we'd like to thank you on this special occasion for the views, likes and comments since commencing transmission. But enough celebration, we have a new topic for your attention. There's a TV show that's now an international sensation. People tune in each season with avid obsession. It rules the planet, balances the fate of nations. I'm referring, of course, to democratic elections. The latest season, winter, is coming to Australia, and Aussies have tuned in droves to finally discover who'll claim the throne on the mighty hill of Canberra. Join us down under as we meet each contender. We begin with the current Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, leader of the Labour Party.
Listen up, this is K-Rudd. Glad to smack the trap with the K-Rap classic.
What are your tactics to engage with the masses?
Robert, I'll be candid. It's a fact that these other candidates are amateurs, out of touch with average families. My Twitter feed has 1.3 million fans on it. Ni hao, bitches, check my Mandarin languages.
What's your policy?
Let me begin with an apology for being so awesome. Nah, kidding, honestly, it's for the stolen generations. Sorry, kids. Now we can forget about colonization and move on with shit, and focus on racism in the Northern Territory, where we can do more damage for later apologies.
And the economy?
I'll impose a tax on mining profits, which is sure to be popular and...
What's this?
Stabbed in the back!
By whom?
It is I!
The Red Woman!
I'm assuming leadership of this party. I'm a true slayer.
Julia Gillard, how will you pander to Australia?
Listen here, the soothing strains of my nasal song are tailored to the Australian ear. They'll sing along, and with Peter Garrett, Penny Wong and Wayne Swan on harmonies, we're so strong we can't go wrong. We will move forward together and rise. I'll never implement a carbon tax ever, that's right. And on these cancerous packs we'll have blank designs, and I will now implement a carbon tax, I mean price.
That's nice, but now let's cross over to have an opening chat with the opposition leader, Tony Abbott.
G'day, Robert. Good to be with you.
So how will you appeal to the Australian people?
I've got a sex appeal. I'll give them what they want. The other candidates underestimate just what a bunch of cunts the Australian public actually is. So my first tactic will be not having breasts and not being some ranger witch. And whatever this Fanta Pants bitch has done as leader, I'll cancel it. To the Australian populace, I say don't fall for this. She's a communist and she supported a misogynist.
No. I've reached the end of my tolerance tether. I'll not be lectured on misogyny by this man. Not ever. He's a sexist cow. Catholic pig. See the irony?
Oh, come on, freckle tits. Here's some ironing. Now quit your bitching. Get back in the kitchen. Australia isn't growing up enough to elect women.
Take a suppository of wisdom, your priest abuse victim. The people are with me. Look at me knitting.
Shot in the back!
Again?
Here's Kevin. Back to commence the bloodshedding, the red wedding. With my new look, I'm ready. I'm taking over again. What do you say to that, Tony, my friend?
You bloody rattle it. Time for my budgie smugglers. What about people smugglers? Labor's never tough as us.
Wrong! My new policy is slapping you silly. We'll divert all asylum seekers to Papua New Guinea.
God, that's double racism. I need to fight him with something.
I'll build a wall in the north to stop the wildlings from coming. Nice try, Tony, but you're way out of your depth. I'm from Queensland, you piece of shit. That's as racist as it gets.
Ban abortion! And gays, even my sister!
You dickhead.
Stupid fat prime minister!
Well, it looks like both sides are equally balanced, but wait, I'm told there might be another challenger. We crossed to correspondent Ken Oathcunt. Ken, you with me? Ken Oathcunt? I'm in London at the Ecuadorian embassy. We hear that this year there's to be another contender seeking ascendancy. That's right, I'm sent to speak with a fella called
Julian Assange.
Damn, mate. Julian Assange. He's running for the Senate in these electoral races. I like him. He keeps saying coverage is cut. Something
contagious.
Outrageous. But mate, with this whole look you got going on, you got Buckley's hope of getting voted from all the Sheilas and blokes back home in Oz, but what you need's a makeover.
Okay, bye.
Good on ya. Struth! This came out even better than I'd hoped. I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it?
Bloody oath.
Now you're ready to go hard in Australian politics. What message do you want to say to the populace?
We have the chance to turn the pages over. We can write what we want to write. Gotta make things leak so we can get much bolder. Oh, we're all wiretapped now. We're all being fed lies. Not long till we get all the rats out. Once we turn on
Well, Ken, thanks for that enlightening update on the latest candidate to arrive in the race. Kevin, Julia, Tony, thanks also for your time today. Good luck to you all in this violent campaign. And as Aussies head to the ballots to vote, we wish them wisdom and vision beyond the dramatics and smoke. The game of polls is a spectacular show, of course. Chances are the next season is coming soon to your shores. And the first season of our own show is a wrap too. But we eagerly look forward to bringing you back through brand new episodes with heavy doses of that juice. Robert Foster, the Internet, reporting for Rap News.
And that was the very latest Rap News from the Juice Media crew, who are based in Melbourne. And I just wanted to make a comment about Julian Assange, who was part of that. And the Rap News people seem to be kind of friends with him, so they're doing lots of things with him. But he is still an accused rapist, although the the details of that may be a bit sketchy. A friend of mine wrote something about that, and it was about the appropriate way to deal with it, which is basically to say that Julian Assange has the right to a presumption of innocence, but also the two women who accused him have the right to the presumption that they have a case and that they are telling the truth. And then, of course, there was the whole fiasco with the WikiLeaks party and the preferences where they gave the, Family Australia First, and people like the Shooters Party and the Sex Party gave them preferences over the Greens. Not that we really have that much faith in the electoral system anyway, but there were some people who had who were excited about the fact that the WikiLeaks were having a running in the election, and who thought that there was going to be something worthwhile, but were disappointed. And so a whole bunch of people have actually resigned from the WikiLeaks party because of that. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And before I go to another song, I just wanted to mention the subscription prices for 4ZZZ. And it's $15 for under 18s, international and pet subscriptions, $33 for concession or interstate subscription, $55 for a full subscription, $80 for a community group, solo musician or art workers subscription, $130 for a passionate or business subscription, or $155 for a band subscription. And if you'd like to subscribe to 4ZZZ, there's a number of ways. You can call up the lovely Alex on the phone on 3252-1555 and she'll take your pledge or subscription. You can also subscribe online at our website, 4zzzfm.org.au. I mentioned that I've got a Dubmarine CD from their new album. It's called Laser Sound Beam, and I'm going to play a song now by them called Spear Chucker. You're listening to The Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Of the season, oh yeah. Painting on my face and I'm bringing home fear. Hungry money shot, you get in your ears. I will on top, we're on the attack. I like a pearl what's and you know I had jack. Cause I seen a fish, you're hiding in stacks. But the minute they come and they call in the back, just because you can't turn your boat in via, doesn't mean I put your heart in the clear. Then I make the point and I put it in your ear. Guess that when I call an out the mafia, that's a payback.
Will you hold no grudge?
That's a payback.
Will you get you?
That's the payback.
You've been stealing my chaka.
That's the payback.
I'ma be a chaka, chaka.
There's a fit them in the whales, they be mating in oats, they get them baited. No more time for sitting in the sea, love is sitting. I'm balancing, it's fitting in your awe, they're emitting. We be watching with them, with the diamond is a fit them in the whales, they be mating in the oats, they get them baited. No more time for sitting in the sea, love is sitting. I'm balancing, it's fitting in your awe. We be calm, 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 shopping us beer. This is not the time of the season, new year. Painting on my face and I'm bringing home beer. This is when I call an out the mafia. This is a payback. Be a chaka, chaka, chaka.
You got me.
nooks to get invaded. No matter I'm sitting at the sea, love is sitting, I'm balanced and it's fitting, and you're all there emitting. Maybe what you made them, but the time anticipating. When the whales they be meeting, and nooks to get invaded. No matter I'm sitting at the sea, love is sitting, I'm balanced and it's fitting, and you're all there emitting. When you smell a aroma, I can give you a warning.
You got the
feeling, my tuna.
You get gone.
I'm on the phone.
When
can I give you a warning?
A real kind.
Touching my formula.
You got it.
I don't like Jonah.
You get gone.
Searching with my sauna.
Real kind.
When you're waiting for the time, anticipating when the wheels are beating, and the hooks are getting bigger.
You got it.
I'm sitting in the sea, love is sitting.
You get gone.
We Did you know that by subscribing to 4ZZZ, you get heaps of sweet benefits? You get the special deals at our sub-discount outlets, cheap entry at Zed gigs and shows, you get to make requests, post accommodation notices, stay up to date with our weekly Zed letter and annual radio times, win on-air prizes, as well as get the chance to volunteer at the station. Under 18s, internationals and pets can join for just $15, concessions and interstate fans for $33, and full subs for just $55. Community groups, solo musicians and art workers can jump on board for $80, passionate and business subs for $130, and a full band subscription for just $155. You'd be a nugget for missing out on these hot little offers. Visit us here at the station at 264 Barry Parade, Fortitude Valley, or hop online at 4ZZZFM.org.au and click subscribe. Do it. You know you want to.
Autonomous Action Radio, 4ZZZ's Anarchy Show.
I want you.
I want to do a shout out to people at the Black Rose Anarchist Bookshop in Sydney. I was down in Sydney last week.
Newtown, Linda?
Well, this week.
This week.
Last week.
Yeah, Newtown.
Yes, Newtown. Yes, 22 Enmore Road, Newtown. And they've got a good little setup there.
They do.
And it's good to see them fighting the good fight still. And it would be great if there was something like that in Brisbane.
One of two bookshops in Sydney. There's also Jura.
Yes.
In the western suburbs.
Seems like your microphone may not be working.
Oh, really?
So we've had to try again?
Hello.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay. So.
That's what it's like at Triple Z. We're struggling to survive.
Yes, and many people are. I was going to mention two rallies that I attended on the weekend, Linda.
Yes.
It was a bit of a tale of two rallies, actually. The first one was, of course, for the refugees, and it was obviously the least popular one. It was a bit sad, really, because it was even smaller than the one a month before that I'd attended. There was, you know, I mean, also I'm personally sort of feeling it too, but there was, a genuine feeling of despair because, of course, whoever wins, well, the major parties, the refugees are going to lose. So,
and as are we all.
Oh, as are we all, yes,
some
of course.
Some more than others,
Some more than others, yes, some more immediately. And the second rally we went to on Sunday, just yesterday, of course, was for the Great Barrier Reef to try and prevent coal loading, coal port expansion and the whole, you know, impact on the reef. So that was very large. That was very well attended. I don't know, 5,000 or more. It was very big. So it was like, you know, obviously the reef is more popular than refugees at the moment in Australia, which is a sad indictment. Of course, there were some people from the refugee rally at the reef one. I saw one interesting T-shirt that said, "Stop the coal boats." It was, you know, quite pertinent. And there was a lot of, you know, a lot of young people, a lot of families and stuff. There was, that green Eureka flag, and there was a Sea Shepherd flag at the thing, and they also had, you know, they're very upbeat. They think they might, you know, be able to influence, obviously, you know, coalition government's consideration of it all. They had some text message thing that you could join into. So it was, all very much like that. But the main thing that I wanted to mention, of course, is that the Refugee Action Committee Collective is obviously going to need support in the near future, and they are having a benefit on the night of the election. We can't avoid it. There you go. We've brought it out in the open. They're having a benefit at Kurilpa Hall in West End. 7:30, that's a Saturday night, the 7th of September, Boundary Street, West End, $15 or $10 concession. Phil Monsoor is going to play, and there'll be other acts, and there'll be food available. These Machines Cut Razor Wire is the name of the event. And so that's easy to remember on the night of the election. If you want to do something, go to West End.
Yes. And we're going to go to another song now and then come back and we'll play the latest episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It. And I feel fine. Thanks, Peter, for...
You're welcome.
...giving us an update of what's happening...
On the street.
On the street in
can I lie down now?
We're going to hear a song from Insurge and it's called Money Suck.
This might tell him that Mickey Mouse gets hundreds of requests like his each year, asking him to help somebody sell something. Mickey has so much influence throughout the world that he has to be careful what he endorses. But before he can consider lending his approval to his product, he'd have to know much more about it.
Money.
And you just heard from Insurge and Money Suck, and that came from their album from 96 called Speculator, and the well-known song from that, of course, is Speculator. You're listening to The Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM, the Radiothon edition. We're in the middle of ZZZ's Radiothon, Survival of the Zed. Every year, Radiothon is on to help encourage people to subscribe to ZZZ, to join ZZZ, and support the community and community radio. And we give back by having lots of great prizes, but also I think we give back by being there and by putting on community events and broadcasting 24/7 independent radio. And I'm going to play now the latest episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. And this episode is entitled Capitalism Will Save the Planet, and requires a strong language and concept warning on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spank you very much.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. The most alarmist show in the universe.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
I am your host, the Stimulator, and yes, people all over the interwaves were freaking the fuck out because of this video.
As the cap melts, global warming is projected to accelerate, and solar warming and solar system change.
Nope, the North Pole is not totally gone, and Tom York did not drown, but Arctic ice is melting at an alarming rate. And this has made some people happy.
If it gets warmer, it is getting warmer, what does it mean? I mean, the Arctic is open up, ships can travel around up there, they can explore for oil and gas and so forth. What are the dangers about all this?
Well, it's very interesting, and a lot of things are proclaimed. Storms are getting worse and a lot of other things. But the periods in history show that warmer periods have actually been better for civilization. Uh-huh. We seem to have less extreme weather. We have longer growing seasons. And we have more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere now, which is actually greening the planet.
It's greening the planet.
It's greening the planet.
That's good.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Step right up. Silent free.
Yep, religious douche canoes and cahoots with corporate ass fraggles would have us believe that everything is A-OK. But even our capitalist meat puppet in Washington couldn't deny the truth and is banking on his corporate buddies to fix the problem of global climate change.
Now, recently, more than 500 businesses, including giants like GM and Nike, issued a climate declaration calling action on climate change one of the greatest opportunities of the 21st century.
White orangutan look-alike and professional jet-setting butt munch, Dick Branson, got together a sweet posse of rich fucks who have promised to fix the shit that they created.
A plan B for concerted positive action that will ensure business becomes the driving force for social, environmental, and economic benefit.
So, Dick, are you gonna ground all the planes in your Virgin Airlines fleet to help curb global carbon emissions?
Not gonna happen.
But wait, it gets better.
The main green argument for nuclear power is the climate one, that this is basically a zero carbon source of baseload electricity.
Yep, this 1960s acid burnout and founder of the Whole Earth Catalog not only wants the world to run on nukes, but would like us all to move to megacities while Monsanto farms the remaining land with GMO crops to feed the rest of us. Sound familiar?
This is the police. This is the police. I'm asking you to disperse. The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted.
Meanwhile, in Japan, it was recently revealed that a shitload of radioactive groundwater has been gushing out into the Pacific Ocean from the Fukushima nuke power plant. Some say that the radiation has been spewing out into the ocean since the disaster in 2011, and that it has the potential of fucking up the entire Pacific Ocean.
Some of the radioactive isotopes are more mobile than others. Radioactive tritium, the hydrogen, it moves anywhere water goes because it is radioactive hydrogen and makes up a component of water. We're in a very grave situation right now, as the Japanese government has declared this is a new radiation emergency coming out of a worsening situation at Fukushima Daiichi.
Well, that was fucking depressing. But no need to feel down, because there's plenty of land defenders out there doing the good work of throwing themselves into the gears of the machine. Here's a few highlights from the past few months.
Police against fracking! Police against fracking!
The motherfucking resistance has also been active in the UK, preventing fracking company Cuadrilla from drilling in their community.
If they're doing something legal, why are you trying to stop them? I think it's a bad law, and I believe that bad laws should be broken.
And in Sweden, Nordic freedom fighters joined the indigenous Sami people to stop a mining company from colonizing their homeland. The Swedish troublemakers annoyed the pigs by dousing them with a stinky fish sauce.
It's surströmming, and it's basically rotten fish in a can.
Indigenous peeps in so-called New Brunswick have stopped fracking equipment from entering into their territory by blocking the road and seizing trucks. Other fracking equipment was mysteriously destroyed by fire, said the local pigs.
You can't drink money, you can't eat money, you know, like in the future there's not going to be any good water around here the way they're doing, like, so we got to protect it now, we got to stop them.
Last month, brave peeps in Utah shut down the first tar sands development in that state. And as we have reported on this fucking show, resistance efforts to unbuild oil and gas infrastructure are happening all over the fucking place in Turtle Island. Yep, thwarting oil and gas machinery before the shit gets built puts a major dent on the murderous capitalist program of Make Total Destroy. But there are key pieces of the Petropolis megastructure that already exist and that need to get shut down with the quickness. I'm talking about oil refineries. Not only are these giant fart-spurting gasoline factories a major piece in the fossil fuel chain of production, but they also fuck up the air and water in their immediate locality. Without refineries, the oil from the motherfucking tar sands ain't worth shit, and creates a major problemo for the capitalist economy. You know, the shit we seek to destroy.
I thought they were pretty high. I didn't even actually look. Oh, shoot. Yesterday was like 4-something, right?
Yeah. Recent refinery fires in California and pipeline problems are driving prices through the roof and causing California reserves to hit a 10-year low. So some gas stations were forced to shut down their pumps.
For example, remember Hurricane Katrina? Well, this massive fucking storm did more damage to the oil industry than a bull on speed inside a China shop. Well, maybe not that. How about more damage than a group of Turkish anarchists in front of a Starbucks?
Smashy, smashy.
Yeah, that's more like it. Okay, that's good, thanks. All right, already. Anyway, damage from Katrina shut down 14 refineries amounting to 25% of U.S. oil production. This made many gas wells panic, and long lines and fuel shortages ensued. Now imagine if we were able to... Well, I'm not going to fucking say it. Anyway, much has been made about the Keystone XL pipeline. But not many peeps talk about where this fucking oil is supposed to end up. To find out more about the magical land we call Houston, I spoke with Walker, a brave troublemaker who's been doing solid work in southern Texas. Hey Walker, how the fuck are you?
Pretty fucking pissed off.
So, give me the skinny on the Keystone XL pipeline. How is that shit going?
Contrary to what some folks like Bill McKibben at 350 say, they have not stopped the Keystone XL pipeline. The southern segment of the Keystone XL pipeline has nearly been completed. It will run from Cushing, Oklahoma to Houston, where it will be processed and refined in Latino communities. It will also run to the Texas city of Port Arthur, where it will be processed and refined in largely African American communities.
Tell me about the Manchester community of Houston. What the fuck is going on over there?
What you can see on the east end of Houston along the Houston Ship Channel, what was once known as the Buffalo Bayou, but is now completely overrun by the petrochemical industry. You see a sprawling, massive complex of refineries and plants that are making synthetic products, rubbers, plastics, chemicals, and you see all of the emissions from these processes floating over and polluting the lungs and the water of families that live in the area.
Other than the fucked up pollution these folks are inhaling every day, what kinds of other bullshit do they have to deal with?
Other struggles that the community face are a lack of access to food. It's basically a food desert, and a lot of folks that live in the neighborhood don't have access to the same type of federal programs that people that consider themselves citizens do. This means that families that have a lot of children and work shit jobs and get paid nothing for it have a really hard time struggling to feed their family. Another thing that people there face is racism on a daily basis, and it's enforced by the Houston Police Department, many of which are traitors because they are people of color themselves, working for the police, which we all know is a very racist organization.
So what kinds of things have you and your peeps been doing to hook people up?
Immediately upon getting to Manchester, we realized that we need to establish a solid relationship with people in the community and gain their consent to be there and to work with them. That's a very important thing, and that's the first step to having solidarity with folks. We worked really hard to establish bonds and relationships with people in the community, often even by doing simple things like helping to carry groceries in, bringing soup to families who are sick, listening to people, and that was in the early days of being there. We also had a large barbecue where we gave out information for folks. We went door to door introducing ourselves. We made friends with folks in the community and were there on a daily basis and lived just outside the neighborhood so that we were a constant presence and less of outsiders. We really strived hard to show people that we were there to support them and be behind them and not there for personal reasons. Because of societal dynamics and a lack of access to information, and actually the industry purposefully hiding this information from people and trying to buy their trust with things like bicycles and turkeys and shit like that, folks that live in communities like Manchester lack the proper tools that they need to be able to organize effectively against this industry that is environmentally racist and classist. One of our goals has been to empower the people that live there with information that has been denied them. So we have compiled a ton of information that we give out during the free store, and we've had skill shares and workshops, and we hope to have many more Another main goal for working in the community was to amplify the voices of people that live there, because people have been so systematically silenced by this racist system that we live in, where people are being exploited on a day-to-day basis and really just being tools of capitalism, being made to be tools of capitalism.
And what have y'all been doing to stop this bullshit?
This past year, at the end of October, there was a lockdown action where Diane Wilson and Bob Lindsay locked their necks to industrial trucks outside the Valero refinery in the community of Manchester. They backed up traffic onto the 610 highway and stopped the entering of industrial trucks for over 4 hours into the entire community, not just Valero. This lockdown action was extremely supported by people in the community who came out and were chanting and cheering and telling the cops to get the fuck out. Getting arrested is a privilege that not a lot of people have. And that's why folks that don't live in the community got arrested during this lockdown situation, because if a lot of folks in the community living in such an oppressive environment are scared to do something like that, and rightfully so, knowing that the police are a constant intimidating threat, driving and rolling around the neighborhood harassing people.
Anything else you want to say?
I want to encourage people to get educated about what the fuck is going on and wake the fuck up. Because if you don't, and you're not actively organizing against whatever form of industry there is in the community that you live in, then you may as well be complicit to what's happening here in Manchester.
Thanks, Walker. And that's it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. As always, I'd like to thank all the slaves who, in these hard times, found some coin to keep the good news flowing. Micah, Stephen, Garlic, Michael, and John. And extra hot sauce gratitude to the newest members of the Tac Conspiracy: Amit, Tom, Maxwell, Miguel, Daniel, Kirk, and Sviner. Tapatio, to join the Tac Conspiracy, or to send me comments, love letters, or to let me know about struggles in your community, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Hasta la próxima, maleantes.
Under Australian law, seeking asylum's now a crime, cause ain't no politician in this country got a spine. Time after time, each body toe on the line, detain them, I'm offshore, out of sight, out of mind. Forget about humankind, we do this despite it breaks the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Man, what would Jesus do? Cause I'm pretty sure he wouldn't lock him up in a roof. So heartless, we're even locking children in prison in the most appalling and inhumane of living conditions. Even though in 1951 we ratified a refugee convention that prohibits asylum seekers being penalized in detention. Imagine if your people got bombed at will. Yo, imagine if your friends and family got tortured and killed. Finally get a chance to escape and be free in the land you arrive and lock you up indefinitely. See, this is the only country where detention's been the tree, the legacy of a wide Australia policy. Golden soil with a talk about inequality, with people on bridging visas living in poverty. Denying asylum, political parties don't get who dies. Sending back the boats, but that's how their ancestors arrived. Those who come here are only trying to survive. We're destroying their futures and we're destroying their lives.
Australia is the only first world country to detain indefinitely all those asylum seekers who arrive by boat, including, most controversially of all, children.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.